wipe on that.
Okay.
She had it good.
Okay. I'd like to call the Committee of the Whole meeting to order for 2018 on February, on May 4th, 2018.
May 8th.
I'm not even reading what I'm seeing here, right?
Well, it's better you go backwards and not forward.
Tuesday, May 8th, 2018 at 6:25 p.m. First order of business is roll call, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Kolograph.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
Thank you, council members. Also, let the record reflect that our law solicitor, Mr. William Mason, is present, as well as our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis, and clerk to council. First order of business is item 3, is persons having business before council. At this time, we give an opportunity for any residents that would like to come forward, make comments or questions, and state your name and address. Please come forward.
Dave Basso, 18817 Dalewood Drive. I have two things. The first thing is I was here last meeting, and I asked if the deal was made with the Carr Brothers or if we intend to make the deal with the Carr Brothers cement company. There was really no definite answer. So if someone says, you should get to know the facts. Well, I know the facts that the Carr Brothers are being cited tremendously by this county because they're getting dirt on that road. And they're having trouble with the Carr Brothers. Now, I don't know if there's has anything to do with them wanting to go across the street, I'm sure. But I don't need that dust. And I know from the county they haven't applied for any permits. That much I can tell. But what I want to know is, just, do we intend to do this or have we done it? Just give an answer. That's all you got to do. This is America. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. We did make a deal with Carr Brothers, and we have a development agreement, but they haven't presented any kind of plans for us to look at with the Planning Commission. So that's where we're at with the Carr Brothers.
Mr. Next. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
On that note, has any money actually transferred hands at this point for the sale?
They're still doing their due diligence with that.
So no money
one has. One is phase two, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Somebody asked me that, and I couldn't answer that specifically.
Yes, you can come forward, please.
I didn't hear the last part of that, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Spitznagle asked if any money had transferred for the deal. They're doing a due diligence with phase one and phase two on the property, so they haven't transferred any money. We have a written agreement, but they have, I think, close to 90 days to get all their paperwork and everything into place. Yes, ma'am. Please state your name and address.
My name is Helga Reno, 7067 Crow Drive. And before I start with this, I'm very glad that my husband and I myself are still alive. Talking about speed, we were on the intersection. We followed two cars in front of us. I made my turn with my blinker on. There was a big white car blasting behind me that I missed him. We wouldn't be here. I could go a little bit like this, and he did a little bit, but I think he realized that he made a big, big mistake, talking about speed. And I just took off from the intersection. So you even have to watch behind you, well, you have to do anyway. But my heart is still going like crazy. Anyway, my husband makes me speak here because he's afraid of his accent. So you're stuck with my accent. Anyway, I try to be a slow reading. Hopefully I don't go over the 2 minutes. He has a comment about the Walton Hills finances. By coincidence, I came across a first quarter report reading about trash fee, sewer fee, traffic cameras, and inside millage, including the decision to vote against it and the lack of cutting more expenses. Now, I have not seen any positive recommendations in this report how to improve the finances of our village to avoid above fees and taxes without losing the few free benefits we still have. Now, rather than attempting to influence the uninformed people in our village in a negative way, I would hope to see from all our representatives an effort to improve the finances of our village. As an example, how about researching a way to attack the real problem with the portion of the property tax? We have about 18 students in the Bedford school system. This results in about 388.8888 per student in real estate taxes. Now, it is well known that the Ohio Supreme Court declared the state's school funding system unconstitutional already 3 times in 11 years. Now, exploring the legal ways to correct this outrageous system by cutting this funding in half and reimburse the other half to the village, would free up $3.5 million per year for our village for infrastructure and other needed funding. Now, we need positive recommendations rather than criticizing the current work of our council and administration. We need proactive work for all our representatives, for the good of the village, and for our people in Walton Hills. Hubert Reynau wrote it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other residents? Yes, sir.
Who are you?
Good evening. Denny Harkai, 7120 Hickory Drive. One comment about the other subject before I started the one I came for. I just turned 75 on April 12th. I've been riding motorcycles for 60 years, since 1958, and I can tell you...
Talking to the microphone, Denny.
And I can tell you that I appreciate anything you do to make our roads safer. It's bad enough we got people texting and doing whatever else they do besides pay attention to driving the car, let alone speeding. I can tell you when I ride my motorbike, if the speed limit's 35, that's as fast as I go because I know if I have to stop, I can do it. And I'm all for whatever you do. I think you should have more cameras, if you want my opinion, but enough of that. Anyway, we have the racetrack at the T.G. Young Park where we race the radio control cars. And we want to do a small expansion to the racetrack. I gave everyone a little folder with some pages in it. And if you look at the last page, it explains it. We really don't plan any changes to the terrain. We want to do another kind of event down there called rock crawling. Right now, we have the paved surface where we race the cars on a high-speed oval and on a road course. And what the guys are interested in doing now is creating this small section for what they call rock crawling. The cars that do this have real deep suspensions, and they go over obstacles, and it's just kind of fun. It's not really racing. It's just for sport is what it is. And where we want to locate it, Kevin went out of his... expertise level or whatever by getting some overall overhead shots of the area. Well, we're talking about doing this. If you're familiar with the park and you're in the parking lot, you look down at where the batting cages are and where the racetrack is. There's a fence that goes along the side of the racetrack to the sidewalk. Right there in the corner where the entrance to the racetrack is, that's where we want to locate this. And the space that's required is 15 feet by 15 feet. And for safety purposes, we think that it's good to have a fence around it because we don't want... It's not like we're worried about people damaging the rocks or other obstacles that we put up. We don't want kids going down there and messing around on bicycles and maybe getting hurt or something like that. So the only expense that I can see involved with doing this would be to put a fence around it for safety purposes with a gate. And I don't have any formal quotes, but I did talk to three fencing companies. a company called Click. I talked to a fellow named Derek who estimated the cost of this fence at what he called a light commercial grade. I'm not really that familiar with the different grades of fencing, but he referred to it as light commercial grade, and he said it would cost about $1,800 to do that. Another fellow by the name of Bernie from Great Lakes Fence, he suggested a 9-gauge fabric. They referred to the material that the fence is made out of as fabric. I've learned more about fencing in the last week than I ever knew I could tell you that. But he referred to a 9-gauge fabric of chain link fence. Chain link is the kind of fencing that's around there now, so we don't want to change the look of things. We're going to use chain link fence if we do this. And he estimated that a 5-foot tall fence would cost between $2,500 and $3,000. Quite a bit of difference between the two figures. Another fellow by the name of John LaRich with Improvements Plus said that he could put up a 6-foot tall fence of commercial grade for $1,600 and a 4-foot one for as little as $1,300. So what I'm asking now is just for you guys to say, okay, we're on board with doing this. Get some formal quotes before we officially say yes, and that's what I'll do then. I'll go down there. If you guys are on board with approving a budget to do this, then I'll go down and I'll get formal quotes and present that to you before you finally say yes. So my request is that we expand the playground.
Any comments, council members? Mr. Harkey did come to me about this, and I said I would not approve it without council's approval. I have a very tight budget. He knows that. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Harkey, I mean, I'm going to be very honest with you because that's what we're here for.
You have no other way, have you?
Right. We passed the budget. We balanced the budget in excess of $7,000, okay? And we all know to keep that line I wouldn't bet a paycheck on it, okay? It takes one major truck breakdown, maybe a lift station. Well, not the lift stations, they're not ours, but any kind of infrastructure problem. Could be the heating and cooling for this room. Could be another road repair. I appreciate you come forward. As we talked, we'll look at it. You presented us. What I certainly don't want to do is tell you that I'm in favor of this and you expend more time and move forward. We can put it on for our next couple meetings coming up as a body and look this over and see where we want to go. But to give you an answer tonight, I know for myself I couldn't give you an answer tonight.
I wasn't really expecting one. I kind of expected to hear what you're telling me. And that's fine. Whatever it takes to cooperate.
Right, and we know it's a good thing. I mean, what you've done and what the community has done with the racetrack, that has brought more people from our community out into the park, which we all know our park's an underused facility. It's a beautiful facility that, gosh, a lot of us go up there and we look at it and say, boy, it's a shame it's not being used. I'm not going to sit here and say it's not a great idea. It's really for myself, it's the money issue.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Spitznagel.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. We're going to talk about the lake contract tonight and taking $2,000 a year away from them. I can't support the $1,800 right now with the way our budget is. However, what I would support is any means, any way we could provide you with facilities to have a fundraiser or two for that. And, like our community center, whatever it's called, or the community room, one of those rooms, I would be all in favor of giving you that gratis for the evening or two evenings, whatever you need, and I'd be there to help you out with that. So maybe there's another way we can skin this cat. You did it before, and you did it very well before.
I've skinned a few cats in my day.
So
anybody that
you
can
know,
come
I,
this close to selling
not
a,
literally though.
Yeah.
Anybody that can come this close to selling a sky beam to the Luxor has skinned a few cats in his
yeah,
days.
Yeah. So you know, I don't want to say the door's closed on this. Let's maybe brainstorm a little bit and see how we can come up with some money through that venue.
Yeah, I do too, if there's a creative way.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
That we could help out without it being cash.
Yeah.
I'm 100% in favor of creativity. So what's my next move? What should I do?
Go home, be creative, and come back next week with a plan.
Love you to get sponsors.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to think about it and then discuss it next meeting or something? What do you want to do?
Advertisement.
Mr. Hark, I talked to your friends that are members of these clubs.
Yeah.
Brainstorm, come back to council on the June 1st meeting. It's not June 1st, but in the first meeting in June. And present a proposal, and then go from there.
The first idea that I have is if the village is doing anything anywhere with fencing, and you make a contract with a fencing contractor, maybe we could get him to throw this in on the side, you know, as a special savings.
We have nothing on capital budget for fencing.
Come on, you're not going to build
That's
a fence. You're not going to build
you
a big fence
sales,
somewhere.
You are a sales.
You got to try, you know.
Sure.
All right, so come back next week and discuss it again a little bit more and see where you guys are at.
And probably and 2 weeks of COW.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah, because next week is a council meeting, and then after that we have Memorial Day, and then the following COW meeting.
Also, too, maybe in the meantime I'll go down there and meet with one of these guys and get a formal quote for you, because the quotes are all over the place, anywhere from as little as $1,300 up to as much as $3,000. I think it would be helpful if you knew what it would really cost. And so I'll take the time to get some formal quotes and present those to you so you can do a better job of making an informed decision.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And keep the speed
Thank
limit
you,
down.
I'm going to open up residents again.
Well, he keeps pushing. He's a
I just want to say to the residents out there and the cat lovers, I would not ever support skinning the cat.
Yeah,
okay?
Me neither.
So just keep that in mind. Thank you.
Any other residents? Want to come forward and speak? Yes, sir. Please state your name and your address.
Dell Lenders, 18570 Dell Wood. And no connection. Are all traffic cameras operational?
We only have two in front of our community building, properly working right now on Alexander Road, and then we have the Jeep Compass, I believe it's called.
Right.
That's doing traffic counts and issuing tickets as
and
well.
And it's mobile.
It's mobile, right.
I request, for a period of time, park it on Delwood. It's atrocious, as he will know. Kevin, we have people running that stop sign. And as soon as they hit the rise in front of my house, it's mad dash to get to the park, especially this time of the year. Then move it later. But every week or so, move it around. We have to stop it because I don't want him getting hurt, and I don't want the whippersnappers getting run over. It's terrible. You need to come and spend 1 hour from 5 o'clock to 6:30 with me in my driveway, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's terrible.
Okay, we'll look at it, sir.
Okay, and my other thing, and I apologize because I've been out of the state, you know that, I was out west. Why didn't we start at 10 or 12? Just right out. No, Kevin, and no embarrassment. And an outsider looking in, okay, I see what's happening. Tell me if I'm wrong, but you're starting to get the reports, especially from that camera down on Alexander. We've got those people in that range of 12 to 15. And it's showing. We need to get it down there to get those people. They're not us. They're not the residents of the village. All right? So we've got the issue. Move the Jeep up there for a while, please. If you can do that, work with the police chief. And my other question is, why will there not, and this is, again, tell me if I'm wrong, there will not be a camera on Northfield Road. from Bedford?
You're wrong.
You're wrong. Will there be?
Yes, sir. Okay. Our goal is to do all the residential area first to bring compliance because it's a $90,000 investment from a camera company for the cameras.
Okay.
That's why it's moving at the process it's moving at.
Okay.
We are intending to go on Northfield Road and by Best Employees.
Okay.
On Alexander there.
So we can, all right, then I'm educated now, but we can do something about getting the Jeep up there temporarily?
It would either be the Jeep or it would be one of our flashing signs that would try and slow them down, and we'll try and make our police pay more attention to that area. Because that's
we called last week. It was terrible. We filed a complaint with the police department. They showed up 10 minutes later. We could have taken them down to the park and pointed the individual out. It was 65 miles an hour.
It's terrible.
Getting up to the park. Serious. It's terrible.
We'll address it.
All right. And the other thing is, and again, we need to do what we need to do in the township. Car needs to take care of whatever. I'm there too. And the gentleman that left, and he brought up his concerns, I'm in that same boat as he is. I'm on Delwood. And I went up there the other day just curious and looking where they're going to be crushing versus northeast, east winds. It's going to appear on my doorstep too. So down the road, I may have an issue.
When we get a plan, we'll have more details. But if you would take time to just drive up to Carr Brothers today, this week, or whatever,
sure.
And you'll see them rock crushing. There's water that flows off of those gravels that come down. Carr Brothers' biggest problem in that area is their Portland cement.
Right.
The dust from the cement. It's not from the rock crushing.
Right.
And that's what everybody's getting confused with. And that's where the EPA, that's why we're building buffers and we're trying to get them to come in compliance with EPA.
I understand.
And we're trying to get them in compliance with, you know, running that sweeper from Raleigh Sweep.
Right.
We're forcing them to do that. And that's what this whole deal was for, was to clean up that because they have one big gateway right now. And they don't have islands, and we're trying to make it like it is down on Canal by Anthony Alleghi concrete with the big mounds of dirt, trees on top of it, to block that and to keep that Portland cement at its minimum on their property, not on our road.
So that's if I get that gritty effect in my teeth, I'm coming to see you.
You know.
Anyway, if you could help us out on the speed issue, that's my main concern.
Yes.
As Denny knows, because he walks here 24/7. He sees it every day.
Everything he said is true. They never stop the stop sign. The other places, Conley Boulevard, too, that's a prime. I mean, we should put an officer there sometime.
One of the auxiliary officers or somebody. Yeah. Just make the presence known, you know, periodically.
So
that would help, especially during this time of the day, especially when they leave after baseball. It's terrible.
We'll address it, sir.
All right. Thank you. A full stop
is when someone can feel their wheels lock. They come to something to a stop, and the wheels will lock and stop you dead. That's a stop. But these guys just pour through. Thank you, Mayor.
Any other comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
Chuck Victor, 18750 Egbert Road. On this Carr Brothers moving over there off of Crick Road, has there been any studies done by the EPA yet to see where the rainwater is going to go? Because if you have all these piles of slag back there, the contaminants from the pile are going to wash right down into the stream that's right there. And that washes right through Walton Hills, comes out on Walton Road. So has any studies been there?
Our engineers are fully aware of it, and our engineers have told them when we had our meetings that they have to present all their stormwater information. And they have to follow the Northeast Ohio Sewer District stormwater and the EPA and also the Army Corps of Engineer regulations.
Has the EPA been notified that they're going to move their processing plant over to Crick Road?
Our engineers will notify them once they have a plan.
No, EPA, I said. I said EPA.
Yeah, our engineers will notify the EPA once they have a plan.
Okay.
Because they have to present that plan just like Dean Penix's property. Being redeveloped there on Northfield Road, building a building. All that plans were submitted, and then after those are submitted, then it goes to Northeast Ohio Sewer District and gets stamped and sealed, understand the rain, runoff and the rain, and then they send everything to the EPA. One department notifies the next department, not the Village of Walton Hills. That's part of the process.
Okay. The other question I had was, when you walk into the hallway out here by the secretary's booth there, there's a picture of the council there. Mr. Rich's picture is still on there, And he hasn't been on council for what?
Five months? 5 months.
Okay. Thank you.
We have pictures.
We just haven't put them in yet, right? Yeah. We did take pictures.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
What I'd like you to do, if you could, just kind of, because I know Ed knows and Mr. Sweet knows. Kind of, because I guess there's some, kind of go through the process that once we get the site plan, what happens? Because we haven't received the site plan yet from Carr Brothers.
Just
so that's kind of, and so how it goes through our commissions and what happens.
We negotiated a deal for Carr Brothers to move the rock crushing off of Northfield Road to 7 acres on West Creek Road. And we are redeveloping West Creek Road and resurfacing the road and putting drainage and putting in the proper roadway that's never been done in that area. In that process, they have due diligence of 30 days with a single phase one. Then they do a phase two if phase one warrants that. And then after they do a phase two, then they have 30 days after that. So that's approximately 90 days. They have to put money into escrow. And once all that's been transferred, then they have to come before Village Council or Village Planning Commission to present plans of what they're going to do, where the location of their trucks are going to be, where the location of their rock gravel is going to be, where their location of their... The crusher is not their crusher. It's a portable crusher that comes on site to do the projects, and then they leave the site. They do not keep them there all the time. The reason why I know, I drove up there today, and they were out there rock crushing. The Carr Brothers said they had no problem letting anybody come and see the process in place. This has been happening at Iopolo's, and it's been happening at Carr Brothers. The same company does them both. I can't, it escapes me the name of the company, but it's a very well-known company that's doing this. So the whole process is, once we're notified, we've already notified everyone on, gentlemen that we've met with on Carmody and Allen Drive, that we would keep them informed and we would copy them everything. And we will have no problem if you give us an email to copy you and email you everything that we have. All you have to do is provide your information. Our engineers did meet with us. We had a preliminary meeting with some residents. And as our engineer said, there's a lot of regulations involved. And they haven't submitted anything, okay? And this is a process. So I know that everyone doesn't want to trust government and everyone doesn't want to trust us. But the reality is we've done nothing wrong but try and clean up Route 8 and also increase jobs and increase economic development and to find a way to keep that in the tree area where there's a buffer so it doesn't impact our residents. The buffer zone for our residents is 200 feet. This is 1,000 feet away from our residents' homes. So even if they wanted to go all the way to the property line, it would still be over 700 feet away. Our ordinances say 200 foot. Please take a look at our house furniture. All of our house furniture is 200 foot from those Barclay Estates homes. And that's got tree mounds and it's got dirt mounds. So that's our goal is when this process. And another thing you're probably not aware of, the Bedford landfill sold 19 acres. And we own the buffer behind there. We bought that from Bedford in 2006, I believe it was. And we own that property, which abuts to the residential property. So we created a buffer. The buffer is 200 foot. So we're 1,000 foot away from that buffer zone. So we will keep a very much aware of everything that's going on. But I ask you to look at what's going on right now on Route 8. You'll see the rock crushing taking place. The piles have went down tremendously. Is that enough, Mr. Collingraff? Was that good enough?
Yeah, I was just, because I think the important part is, and Ed and Ms. Sweeno, when we get that site plan, you know, because without that, we're, you know, we know everyone's concerned. The village has its concerns. We need that site plan. That is going to be, and then of course it goes to our planning commission. So there's going to be more eyes on it. You know, it has to go certain things before it comes to this body here. And I know the mayor wants to keep those residents in the loop to come to the planning commission too, so they can have input with that body, and that body's made up of a group of residents too, along with the mayor and council representation.
Yeah, they cannot be issued a permit for occupancy or operations until they go through all these processes.
Without approaching the podium, is there a fence between the park and that area?
No, sir. No, sir.
Will there be?
we can put that into the planning and make them pay for the fence and erect it.
I just see Bobby, Billy, Alice, Ronnie. Hey, look at that big rock.
Mr. Fox brought that up, and so did Mr. John Webb, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so we already have that on our radar screen. We have a complete docket of our meeting, and then Mr. Fox made comments. So this is all public record that we are trying our best to make sure that everyone's informed and knows what we're doing. We haven't issued anything. Okay?
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, yeah. Live with the dust, you know?
And Mr. Mayor?
It doesn't blow out the northeast.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got every confidence in Chagrin Valley Engineering, in Mr. Sheehy. He's our lead engineer. Mr. Gelati. I have every confidence in our planning commission. We've got a great body that works for the village, various backgrounds, professional backgrounds in that. One, it works in concrete. You probably know him if I'd say his name, but I won't right now. But so I've got every confidence in the process. I'm also glad that the residents are coming forward with their concerns, because that's what we're here for, too, to address those concerns. We can't think of everything, and we've had meetings with them, one formal meeting with them already that brought to light some issues that we didn't think about, you know, things like that. This is it's a big deal. It's a bigger deal for you because you live closer to it than I do, but it's a big deal, and none of us want to mess this deal up. None of us want to be here 6 months after they get operational having you guys come in and saying, I got dust all over my house, my car, my windows, and I'm inhaling it. That would be a debacle. So we just don't, you know, we're going to be very, very careful in this.
Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Lindbergh.
Yeah, I've visited that site probably 5-6 times now, and I still have difficulty getting my head around the idea that they can do something with that woodlands, which is about 2 acres of that 7 acres. So I don't think they can in any way encroach on that woodlands there, which will provide a really nice buffer. And I would like to see something in the final agreement that would be the case. And there's plenty of room up at the top. I mean, I think there's about 5 acres there where they could do crushing, operate with their trucks, et cetera, et cetera. So if you go up there and look at it, you'll see how big an area that is where they could operate in there around that building that's there now. So at least those are my ideas.
Any other comments from the audience?
Ed Fox, 7133 Allen Drive. I thought that was kind of interesting, Councilman. When I read the development agreement, it looked like all they had to do was maintain a 20-foot barrier. So I think that we really need to be careful when we, you know, kind of throw this stuff around, you know, because if it's 20 feet in that forest, like we discussed, Mr. Mayor, during the meeting, forest doesn't seem to be in that great a shape. So that's not much from where I'm coming from. So I just thought I would bring that up.
I was just talking about their physical ability to render that forest into something. I don't think they have that capability, frankly.
I think he's referring to the elevations.
Oh, the elevations.
It is a major drop-off.
And that is
I'm familiar with the drop-off.
That's a considerable amount of woodland.
If that's what you're referring to, then I understand. Okay.
Because of the elevation, it's such a major drop-down.
Gotcha.
That's what he's talking about.
I've been over there, so understood. I'm here to ask a couple of questions kind of in advance of the Planning Commission phase, and since I think their next regular meeting is on June 7th, and so what I would like to ask is, we've had some correspondence, your recap of the meeting, Mayor, and then I made a response, and I think we've had some other supporting documents. Would you be willing to share that documentation with the non-council members of the Planning Commission?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
The Planning Commission that you're referring to, until we have a plan in front of us, we're not having a
well,
plan.
Well, I'm kind of going okay. in that direction okay. next, so it kind of ties in. But if you're willing to do that, that would be helpful from our standpoint, I think. Secondly, and I was going to mention the fact that by June 7th, I would imagine we probably won't have a site plan. But even so, what I would like to do at that meeting, if possible, or whenever the meeting occurs, is I'd like to place this topic on the agenda, if we could. And the reason I ask is twofold. One, I would kind of like to frame the issue from the residents' perspective. I think it might be helpful to the commission to hear it from us. And then secondly, I kind of want to give them a heads up just so that they have a feel that we're going to follow this thing through to completion, where this is not something where we're just going to show up over here a few times and then disappear. You know, I guess once you begin the process with something like this, you know, you'll probably see a lot more of me, and then maybe I'll get to go away for another 10 years, which would be fine with me.
If I could give you a brief, when we developed the Our House furniture, the residents on Barclay Estates right there, that their homes are backed against there, they were at every meeting, and they did have the same feedback and the input. And the council, I was coming in on the tail end. That was approved in 2002.
Okay.
And we finished in 2004 because the trees weren't adequate with the neighbors, and our house wasn't complying. And we brought back out the Enterprise Zone Agreement. And Mr. Collengraff was on council with me, and we forced them to purchase trees and put them in to bring up the buffer. So we do interact with our residents and follow through every step of the way on the process. So I have no problem. We may have a planning commission that will not be related to this, but we'll put this on the topic and talk about it.
Okay.
I think the next one is the individuals who purchased the Bedford landfill. They want to have a business model and build a building back there. So they're right now doing their preliminary drawings, and they haven't turned them in yet because I think they're going to have to go for a variance on a tower, like a concrete tower or whatever. So that's a different company, a different organization, but that's a 19 acres attached to the Bedford landfill that's now owned by someone else.
Will we be able to address the commission?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. I think there's a May 17th deadline to include material for if the meeting occurs on June 7th, so I would hope that you guys would meet the deadline for those
if,
things.
If for some reason they can't get it to us till 18th or 19th, it's my call as a chairman to see who's available. Thursday is our scheduled meeting, but sometimes we do have meetings on Wednesdays or Tuesdays according to all my members' availability. We work within their schedules, because there has been times where we've had to have meetings several times on different types of drawings are not approved until we got to the final phase of it.
How will we know about a meeting if it occurs outside of the regular time?
I will notify you. I have your email, and I have Mr. Webb's and Mr. Swede's, and I will continue to keep you involved.
Okay. Thank you. Just a couple of closing remarks. You know, there's been some comparisons to existing operations, you know, of course, with the Iopolo and then crushing going on this week over at the existing place. And I've indicated my concern over making those comparisons without fully understanding the scale of the new operation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hear that, but because of the site dynamics, I think are going to be a little bit different. You know, I'm not completely comfortable with making those comparisons.
I'm making those comparisons as a benchmark of what we have in front of us.
Okay.
If this is a more rigid performance or a more rigid operation, we'll be the first ones to address it. But that's an operation that's been in continuation, and that's my benchmark. That's what I'm just saying. And that's the way I understand it's going to continue to be, just like that. And most of the property is supposed to be used for staging, moving equipment around, and moving materials around. But all the crushing and everything is supposed to be up by the buildings, what I've been told.
It would be nice to understand who the contractor is and to be able to check them out. As well.
I'll contact Mr. Carr and see if he'll provide me with the details, and I'll email them to you.
So, you know, just to kind of close up, I mean, what we're trying to do is we're trying to move forward. Ideally, we would have liked to have been in on this thing from the get-go, but we probably had opportunities, but you know, everybody's busy and doesn't always work out. So we're just trying to fully understand things moving forward and then try to mitigate it as best we can after the fact almost. And so really, what we have now is, you know, short of doing something, you know, in the legal realm, we've got to rely on all of you to assist us in cooperation with Carr and Cajuns to try to do the best we can to make sure that it, like you said, Councilman Spitznagel, I mean, if you this thing fires up and it becomes a nightmare, I mean, that's going to impact a lot of people.
Right.
And obviously, we don't want that. I'll close by saying, you know, I hear a lot about Paradise and different descriptions of the village, and I always go back to the village mission statement. I mean, the first bullet, promote and improve the quality of life and to maintain the country home atmosphere. So I think that's pretty clear. And if a project like this doesn't meet that standard, then we all have a problem. So I think that's, you know, if I could speak on behalf of my fellow residents, I think that's really the essence of this whole thing, is we understand the need for development, you know, jobs, et cetera, but we have to be mindful of how we go about that. So I'll close with that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, before you go ahead, you can look at we're your fellow residents, too. I just want to, you know what I mean, and I want you to feel that you should be, you know, they're your fellow residents, but we're your fellow residents, too. I know a lot of times we're in this position, and it seems like we're a body up here, but we're not body who drives down to a house that lives
understood.
In the village.
But I go back to the CIC at the beginning of this thing, and, you know, I mean, now that I have a better understanding of how things transpire, I think that I'll probably pay closer attention. The other thing that I think we're trying to do here is there's going to be future projects, and maybe by, you know, going at this in this format or with this approach, maybe, you know, we can do a better job down the road on some of that other stuff you're going to work on, like selling, you've got that 87-acre parcel, I think. That's probably a good example of where, you know, maybe getting the residents involved a little bit earlier in that process will make it a little bit easier. So I guess that we're trying to kind of set a precedent as well. So,
That is in the works with that First Energy property. First Energy is in bankruptcy, and none of that property is for sale yet. But we have plans in the month of June to contact everyone on Dunham Road and Alexander Road to notify them and have a town hall meeting and try our best to bring this to their forefront, educate each person so there is no misconception and there is understanding, and then provide this. Now, they came to us in 2016 to want to sell it. It took us all of 17 to adjust our ordinances and everything to make us in charge of the development. We did overlay zoning, so they cannot do anything without the approval of village council.
Well, I would be out of school speaking on that issue because I'm not as familiar, but it's just an example.
Right. No,
right.
Moving forward, so thank you for your time.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Spitzer.
I know we have an ordinance on the book against deforestation of your property.
Yes.
Does that include the business district? I was going to look that up today, and I just didn't get a chance to do that. I think it does.
I think it does to a point. They're allowed to clear some of the property because it is their property, but I don't think we have language in there to stop them from cutting all the trees down for, you know, growth or economic development. There are buffers on all properties, and there is setbacks on all properties. What is enforced in residential is for cutting down trees for profit and stuff, deforesting and everything else.
For profit.
I mean, I know if you're building a house, you have to cut down trees.
You have to cut it.
And you have to cut a yard because we've had people do that.
Mm-hmm.
But just to cut down 30 acres and nothing but just to profit from the trees, that's not allowed.
You're right. Okay.
That's part of our ordinances, you know, our zoning. Mm-hmm.
But just on a personal note, I would like to thank these residents. I know this is a very important issue near and dear to their hearts, but I would really like to thank them for coming up here and being professional and courteous in their presentation. Don and I and Denny and Kevin and most everybody else here have been here long enough to know that we don't always get that. We get the yellers and the screamers calling us all kinds of names out of the blue for no reason. And it's well received. I appreciate it, and I know everybody else appreciates it, and it makes the conversation go a lot better and we thank you.
Any other comments from the audience?
Barbara Manowski on Ellen. Just a suggestion. I'm thinking, you know, those on the freeway, they have that soundproof, you know, wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be a good suggestion to put across there for us with trees in front of it. It'd be soundproof, and it, they're high, and, you know, it might do mm-hmm. that job for, you know. Mm-hmm. Just a suggestion.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, we're going to go to council comments.
Okay. Yes. I look at Carr Brothers like a jigsaw puzzle. All the pieces are in the box. One looks like Mr. Fox because he has an interest in this. One, there's some the mayor and council. You got planning commission. You got all these pieces in this box. You know, we can't take it out yet and put it together because we don't have what Carr Brothers has to give to us. So we really don't know what their idea is and what they're going to do. We have very good professionals, our engineering firm we've had for years, and they give us excellent advice. We will get all that advice and put it together. Council does nothing to want to put any to jeopardize anybody's safety. We're going to get all the pieces to that puzzle before we put it together to make sure that it's right. And no one's going to be harmed or it's not going to be done. But they have to go through their phases and give us the information that we want, and we'll look at it and say, well, no, you can't do that. Maybe you need to do this. But I think it's like the cart before the horse right now. Nothing. Until they do something, we really can't do anything because we don't know what their idea is of what they want to do. So I think let's wait and get all the, you know, let them perform what they need to do and give us the information and with the engineers and sit down again. And every meeting we have in this room, I don't care if it's planning or whatever, anybody is invited. Somebody that lives on Hickory, I don't think they care very much about Carr Brothers. They probably don't even know about it or care about it. But you're here because it's in your own backyard. That's why you're here. But people can come to any meeting here. It's open to anybody. They want to ask questions, so I think, you know, just wait. We're going to, everything's going to work out. We just need to get all the information. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council comments at this time? We're at item four, council comments. Oh, you wanted to say something, sir?
Yes, please. Ed Fox, 7133 Allen Drive. I read the development agreement, and the development agreement was very specific about what is going to happen at the existing site. And there were also, you know, there's quite a bit of funding and everything. So when I looked at that, I thought, okay, I understand that. Business and the community is sort of addressing its issues. But when you look at the new site, it's pretty sparse in terms of what the requirements are and what needs to be done. And so that's really what is forcing us to do this. Mm-hmm. If the new site was as detailed as the existing site, then you probably would see a hell of a lot less of me, which probably at this point might be a good thing. So I just wanted to point that out. I hear what you're saying, but when you read the development agreement, I see something different. So
I understand what you're saying, Mr. Fox, but our development agreement is probably open-ended on the West Creek side that you're talking about because we have changed our zoning codes. And we've changed a lot of our ordinances that address how they can develop that land. It's not the same as they had when they had carte blanche on Route 8. Mm. That's why we had to put the specifics, because they were grandfathered in, and they were never forced to do what our new zoning codes had ever, because they've always been in operation. That's why we went to great details on Route 8 with the existing site on West Creek. We have a lot of language with what kind of brick, what kind of flower beds they put in, what kind of guidelines. That's all in our zoning code we had improved in 2009.
And
so now when they're a new business, they have to fall. They're not grandfathered no more. So they have a lot of guidelines that's changed.
And from our standpoint, unless we dig deep, we're not going to be privy to all of that. And that's something that, I mean, I hope I don't have to go through all those changes, you know.
You don't want to.
You don't want to.
I mean, if we have to, we do. But the thing is, I'd rather not. But so that's something that I appreciate you pointing that out. But
it
again,
is a lot stricter now.
We only know what we see.
Right.
And when we look at that agreement, we don't see a heck of a lot on the new site.
Right. It references what our current new codes are. That's what it references.
Okay.
And that's why we knew that we didn't have to put in the specifics of drainage, because the Northeast Ohio Sewer District changed all that.
All right.
And we didn't have to put in the EPA, because all those rules have changed. And like houses are built on creeks now. Now they can't be built on creeks within 50 foot. It used to be 10 foot. So someone that's building a new home, there's a lot more guidelines out there.
Okay.
So
all
there
right.
is a lot of things that I'm sure you're not aware of, because you're not in that business. But we rely on our professionals, and this was addressed in 2009. Okay. So you'll see there is a lot of guidelines.
We'll have at it again when we have the site plan, but I just felt compelled to make that final remark.
No problem, sir.
Comments up here.
Thank you. Any other council comments? Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Next item is item 5, discussion of inside millage. Council members, this will be on for second reading next week at the regular council meeting. Once again, I'll offer the floor is open for any comments from council members. My recommendation was 0.3 mils, and that will still keep us competitive with
three mils.
Or 3 mils, yeah, I'm sorry. I always screw up the point. But it's 3 mils, and that'll put us still competitive with Glen Willow and other communities, and still make us the fourth in the county of the millage.
You're talking about a total of 3 mils.
Total three.
No, it would be 3.3. It'd be
it'll
same
be a
as
total
Glen
of.
Willow,
I just want to make that
clear.
Because
we're at 0.3 right now.
It'll be correct. So we would be raising it three mils for a total of 3.3.
Correct. Yes, sir.
I just want to make it.
So not the 2.7.
No. I put a memo out 3 weeks ago to explain that, because I was showing you the comparison of all 59 communities and everything of that nature. Any other comments or anything? Any questions?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I know we've been talking about it a long time, and we got it on readings. I know last Tuesday, we spent a lot of time, over an hour, talking about the inside millage and different things. Unless something changed, which I haven't seen nothing come before me, unless something comes before us or something changes, I would agree with it. And where our budget's at. Unless something's changed, and I keep hoping, but it's the same as last week, then I'm right with you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Would Katie please say, relatively speaking, the average house in Walton Hills, how much would that increase per month?
So it would increase to about, I think the total I came up with is, I can tell you, actually, I have it right in front of me if I find it. Sorry.
It's okay. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
It's okay. If we went to the 3.3... it would go up, I'm sorry, $115 per $100,000 valuation of your home.
Per year.
So if you had a $200,000 market value through the county, then you're looking at $230 additional to what you're paying now.
If you have a house valued at $200,000.
So less than $20 a month, about $18 a month, something like that.
And I would say the average home is close to $200, but probably less than that.
Yeah.
So average, you know, probably about $9 to $10 additional per month.
Just so everyone knows that this would residential... is on the estimate, residential would pay $212,000 to our coffers, commercial would pay $111,000, and there's some change in there, I'm just rounding numbers, but the public utilities would pay $137,000. Right now, the public utilities is giving us $12,000, so that'd be a $100,000 increase there. Our businesses are giving us $10,000 a year right now at the current rate. This would increase it to $111,000. And our residential base gives us $19,000 for the year of Walton Hills, and this will take it to $212,000. This will generate a total of $460,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is what we're trying to do here.
So that's $420,000 more than we receive now.
Right. More than what we received, $40,000.
Mr. Mayor.
We'll print that out again and give it to you again, but I know we have all these details.
Mm-hmm.
I know at the last meeting that the gentleman who left, Dave, he brought up his concern, and it's all of our concern, and and you brought it up about where our existing property tax goes, you know, almost 70% of it, between 65 and 70, what is it, 67%?
68%.
68 goes to the school system, you know, and on a house like mine, I think the village gets $18 a year on my $5,600 I pay or whatever. Most of it goes to school. Where his question was, does all of this inside millage come to the village? And it does. So that's an important factor too. We hate to put more burden on the residents and then give more money to the school system on top of it, because we know for the percentage of kids we have and what we're paying versus the other three communities, it's really not it's not equitable. It's not fair across the board. So just the point that this inside millage would all come to the village.
And Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
One more point I'd like to make is that if this gets voted through, we're not going to be popping champagne bottles here because we're going to be flush with money. This is going to barely keep us up with our infrastructure needs as far as repairing the roads that we need to repair, repairing the trucks we need to repair. Back when the original levy failed, I wrote a memo or an email to everybody, and I basically said I'm not going to vote for any more deficit spending. I will not vote for beautification projects anymore that I feel we don't need, and things like that. We still have to watch every single penny. It's not like we're going to say, okay, now we're 500 grand of the good, 450 grand of the good. We're going to start spending our money now. It's not going to be like that. Thank you.
Any other comments? Yes, Mr. Linville.
Well, I'm confident, though, that this will help us over a huge hurdle that we're facing right now until we get some more business developed up there on Northfield and Alexander Road. And also, I'm heartened by the fact that now in charge of our money is a very astute individual who will watch it very carefully, and he will not be a wastrel, okay, as has happened in the past. So I'm confident from that point of view about this new income that we're going to generate to help us operate our community the way the villagers have been accustomed to having it operated. Thank you, Mayor.
Any other comments, council members?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes,
Mary. I'm for this because I see no other alternative. There have been nothing else presented to us other than possibly laying off a few people in the service department, which doesn't make any sense, and it's not really fiscally, it's not going to have the advantage we would be looking for. So this is going to keep the boat floating until things get redeveloped, which they will. But we have to do something, and this is what we have to do.
Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
As I've said in the past, I am not for doing this. Several current council members that just ran in this past election told residents they would not be raising their taxes without a vote. I think this is something that should be put on the ballot again. Mrs. Wardle has come up here saying even ask for the five again, but let the people decide. We are nickel and diming them. With this, you're looking at a $9 to $15 a month, $18 a month increase on property taxes. Taking an average of $12 a month for that, add in our $14 per month for our trash, add in the $12.50 that residents will start paying on their sewer maintenance lines, $58 a month extra on a lot of senior citizens with fixed incomes. That could be a week's worth of meals for some of our residents. Times 12 months, that's almost $700 extra. And I'm concerned that all of our residents are not going to be able to meet that, and I think our residents should have the say on this. And I think council would need to do a much better job in exactly showing everything and how we are so close to being at a deficit. Not just saying that we have a balanced budget because we took money out of the savings. Thank you.
Well, we have had numerous more meetings than I can count where we have presented the budget, and we have shown what we have done and what we don't have any longer. And those cited, yes, we have implemented them, but where are some other ideas where we can get more money other than that? I don't see anything coming our way other than redevelopment, which will happen, but unfortunately everything takes time. So if someone can come up with some great ideas to make us flush, I'm all ears. Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Congreve.
When we put the levy on the first time, a lot of residents asked us to do the inside millage at that time. In fact, Mrs. Exactly. Wardle, along with Mr. Stindl, said, do the inside millage. You agree with them, and the levy two meetings ago. And I'm not going to just raise the inside millage without putting a levy out there first. I think it's up to the residents to help us out. Let's vote for it, get their support. We had a lot of discussions on what amount to put out there, you know, and that's how we came up with five. We came up with that amount. A lot of residents said after, you know, the Monday morning quarterback, maybe we should have made it less. The problem with waiting and putting the levy on again, if it doesn't pass, our situation is worse. And all it's doing is putting it off and puts us in a worse situation. And as Mr. Spitznagel has talked in the last few meetings, not only are we accountable to the residents, we're accountable to the village to keep it solvent and to keep our operations in here and not be allowed to go out to the state, as some communities end up doing. We want total control. So it's, I feel it's our responsibility at where we're at now to increase this inside millage. We're not going to the max of what this body can vote on. We're staying under that. And the reason is it's keeping us fourth or fifth lowest out of 60 communities in Cuyahoga County. We would still be the fifth lowest, fifth, correct? Is that correct, Katie?
We'd be tied with Glen Willow.
In Cuyahoga County, and we'd be right there, lower than our surrounding communities, which is who we compete with for economic development, which is another side we had to look at, too. Because the bottom line is, we don't want to put the burden. We've been fortunate as a village that the burden on the residents hasn't been there because we've had industry to pay for it. A lot of communities outside of, not outside, but inside Cuyahoga Heights, not Cuyahoga Heights, Cuyahoga County, they rely on property tax. We've been fortunate. We had our businesses, and we want to continue that. It's something that attracts us. It attracted me here. You know, you might pay for private school, but you have low taxes with good services. And we need to maintain those. So we're aware that we still have to keep the taxes low, still maintain the good services, still make it a viable community. And I think we're at that point. I wish we could wait and do it and put it on. But if it doesn't pass, then what do we do? That's where thing. And I'm not exactly sure, no matter what we do, if it will. It's a lot of people, regardless of know-how, the need, have said to me, Don, I want you to put it on there because I'm tired of government taxing me. If I have a choice to vote for taxes, I'm always going to vote no. So if this village needs it, hey, I elected you. You guys go and do it. That's your responsibility. We've got that from Josephine's basically been saying that, too. You know, you guys make a decision. We might have to do this inside millage and then even put a vote out there if it isn't enough. This isn't solving our problems, as we said. It's helping. So I don't see no other way unless there's the revenues come in. Without further revenues, I don't see no other way.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Spitznagel.
Yeah,
I came in when we first started about talking about this, and I had, as Mary said, just some talking points of, laying off a couple of service employees, taking another person down to part-time. And that was a couple $100,000 worth, I believe it was. And then the mayor came in the week after with another type of proposal with putting employees down to 32 hours a week instead of the full 40. And I forget the exact amount that was. There were three different proposals there, I believe.
Right.
If, let's say we did, we all agreed on my proposal, and I said that this before. At this point, number one, the residents would not get the services because the services you're used to, the service department just couldn't do most of the stuff that they do right now. And it still wouldn't be enough to take care of the infrastructure needs that this village has that we did not do for the last 50 years that need to be done. That's where I'm at with this. We could shut this village down, and we had these conversations before that, well, then we're more than a business. Yes, we do have a fiduciary responsibility to the village. That's our ultimate responsibility, to keep it solvent. But we're also a municipality. We're not just a business. And we have to provide things that a municipality should provide for their residents. Otherwise, why would you want to live here? It's I don't want to sound like I'm picking on anybody or anything, but it's easy to vote no on something and just tell people, well, I didn't vote to raise your taxes. But this is a working session of council. We're here. This is a committee of the whole working session. So if you're planning on voting no, what is your specific proposal that we could do better with our budget? Give me something to work with, and we'll talk about it. We're here exactly. Now to work. So, it's one thing to speak in generalities, but we have to get down to the specifics. So, if you have, as Mary said, any specific proposals that we can look at, I'll sit here all night and discuss those.
Yeah, one of the things that I'd like to see is what is going to be generated by these traffic cameras. Mm-hmm. Initially, it was stated that when the gentleman came, he said that they would be issuing 300. You could issue 300 tickets a day, with.
But we're not doing that.
We're not doing that right now, and stuff. But these are the things that I think we keep being told: hold off and see what's going on. I agree, and I would be for, and I do know it would impact the residents with going to a 4-day work week. I wouldn't want to get rid of employees. But I would say do that at least temporarily, mm-hmm. for a few months. Save this, that's how much money that you could be saved right then and there. Mm-hmm. We supposedly have all these other things in the works that are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor?
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. We discussed that, and the majority of council did not want to do that. And so we have to kind of move off and pivot from that to try to come up with something that the majority of council can agree on. So that's what the task is here. So I've been trying to rack my brain, trying to think of something. They wholeheartedly did not want to do what I proposed, and that's fine. That's the way it works. We have to come up with something that that the majority of people are going to agree on, that we can get something passed. That's the task before us. And I don't see where we're going to get it with restricting the services anymore to the residents by getting rid of more employees. I shouldn't say more because it sounds like we're flush with people, and we're not. You know, that's the task that we're faced with right now.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Bryant.
Yes, Mr. Congreve.
With your proposal that you put in front of us, which is to reduce the service department of 32 hours a week, all the employees, and else, I thought our discussion also was that even with that, it's not enough.
It was never enough. None of the proposals generated enough money to sustain us, as we're trying to do here.
So we talked about this.
I'm sorry, I want to interrupt you,
Ms. Conger.
I know we have some new members of the audience, but we've talked about this January, February, March. We had three meetings in March. Everyone was here. Everyone was talking about it. No one was absent from council. Here we are in May. I just need to know. I'm following your direction. You're the board of directors. I'm the chairman. I've given you my proposals. When you supported the JED and we brought in $400,000, everybody supported it. We gave out all the options. When we did the economic development to bring in these other four new businesses, everybody went through the dog and pony show, and they listened to all the process, and they supported it. We didn't get going back and forth. The cameras, we projected $200,000 in our budget. We also projected $100,000 for the sale of the house. We look like we may get that. The house is loaded at right now to $173,000. It's being advertised. We agreed to that, Mary, last meeting with the memo, with the motion, and it's being advertised. You can go to the website and see it. It's already been shown twice, and there's another showing this Friday. So what I'm trying to say is nothing's new. We've talked about all this. You were there with me when we had to downsize the police department. You were there with me when we downsized the service garage last year. You were there with this process when we did all the things that we've been talking about. So for something new, I'm willing to listen to it. We can sell this village hall. It's a joke, but it's what else do you want to do? I mean, we have a 1974 building with the same furnace, the same roof, same windows. All our prior elected officials did nothing here but had $10 million in the bank. So, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. You guys know this. So, Mr. Collingraff, you can go back to talking. I just want to move on to the next issues of the bill and open it up to the residents and let them have their comments and stuff like that. But we have talked about this several times.
Right. But what's important here, I think, is when we did talk about the four-day work week and the 32 hours, so I want to be clear here. So right now, Jennifer, you would have no problem putting our employees at 32 hours a week.
No, I do have a problem. But the village is in a dire strait.
No, but I mean, you would vote for that. If Brian's proposal, if we said tonight we're in favor of Brian's proposal, would you vote for it? And I'm going to ask Brian the same thing or anybody else here.
I would vote for it.
You would vote for it? Would you vote for it?
Yeah.
You would vote for it? You got your proposal with him?
No.
Okay.
I can give it to you by next meeting.
Yeah.
Bring it to the next meeting.
Next COW meeting.
I probably not changing my mind on it. Sure. I think taking the service department and all our employees at this village to 32 hours, I've seen that happen. I work for a large company. I've seen that happen. You know what happens? Your good employees leave. Okay? Right now, it's hard for a lot of people to support a family. You're worried about the residents who can't pay the increase in the taxes. I'm worried about them too, and I agree with that. But I also know that people move into this community for the services, the police protection, okay, and the quality of life here as far as the mission statement, the beautiful place we live in, kind of like Gloria states where we're living in harmony here in a very rural type setting right in Cuyahoga County. There are very few communities that have that luxury. I think, and I understand why you presented it, Brian, because it was an option, and he said, if I'm going to, I'm not going to just throw things out, I'm going to give a solution, an alternative. Okay, this is an alternative we have to go with. I just I don't think we'd help this community by reducing our staff, putting me at 32 hours. The good employees are going to leave. I don't think the residents will be happy with the services we provide here. I don't think in the long run it's going to be beneficial to this community. I think we're better off putting the inside millage. It's more of a burden on residents, including myself. When I go home, I'm going to get yelled at from my wife, just like I did with the sewer and the other things, because the Colagraph house struggles too. But I do know for the well-being of this community, this is something we have to do. We can roll it back if we get that opportunity, if economic development gets better, which we're hoping. I think we're at the bare bones with where we're at. We let two policemen go. We've reduced our police force in this community after the levy didn't pass. A lot of people weren't happy with that. A lot of people, they see an auxiliary, but they don't feel the same way about an auxiliary that they do a police car. Residents have expressed that to me. Don, that auxiliary is nice, but people know that they can't. They're nothing, you know. It's this, it's that, you know. Should have never did that. That's why people move into Walton Hills, because of the safety. And don't think people don't know that. Don't think it doesn't get out there. And that's one reason we brought the cameras in for compliance, to kind of bring that up in the presence of losing our staffing in our police department. We lose the staffing in the service department, along with staffing in this administration. A lot of people, you talk about services, a lot of people come in here and our tax department does their taxes for them. It's no secret. Okay, they help them out. Our recreation department helps out our seniors with social things, from getting more money. I just don't see that as an advantage. I see it as an alternative, and I think it's great we talked about it and brought it forward. And hey, I'm the same. If you guys can convince me to vote for it, I still think I'd have to vote for an inside millage, because I don't think it's enough, Brian.
Right.
You even expressed that you still might even have to vote for an inside millage, along with the layoff of the employees.
See, they think my ideas stink too. So.
No. Brian,
want Jennifer to feel that, you know, she's just.
She isn't. We're discussing it, because none of us would be in front of this body if we didn't love this community.
Right.
No one would be in this audience if we didn't love this community. We know that. We all have the same concerns. We all have bills to pay.
Can I open up the audience now?
You can go to the audience.
Gloria didn't talk yet. You guys
talk. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Gloria.
Well, I would just like to say it's easy to be a candidate for a council person. You can go and tell anybody anything you want, that you're not going to raise taxes, you're not going to do this and that. But when you sit here, it's a whole different thing, a whole different animal. You have to deal with the facts that are given. You think you can reduce this staff to 32 hours a week? You're going to have overtime, and that's going to kill it.
Yep.
You've got to work with what you have and what you can work with, and it's an inside millage. That's the same thing. We've raised our income tax on people. We've done other things, and it's going to flourish out here. We just have to wait. But because you told somebody you're not going to raise taxes, anybody can say that. Look at what we're talking about. Do your homework, and you'll see the difference. The seniors, we got a lot of people on fixed income, but they, you know what? They ain't going to move anywhere. Where else would they get what we give them here? They have to go to the doctor. We drive them. They have recreation. They have places to go. This is a beautiful community. You can throw anything out on the street and it'll be gone. Trash will pick up. They'll cut you. They'll take your twigs. They'll do anything. Now they're doing your paint. Hazardous waste. Nobody's going to move out of here. This is too good of a community. And we work very hard to keep it that way. And we do our homework. We look at every solution that there possibly can. We were shocked, believe me, when that levy failed. We were shocked. 4 years it would have been. Most, max, we could have taken it off at any time. If next year things start going great, we could have taken it off. But we could have been going along. But don't say I'm not going to raise taxes. Don't ever tell people stuff like that. You never know. Never say never and always. Take that out of your playbook because it doesn't work. Work with the people here and we'll solve the problem we have here. Mr. Mayor.
Any other comments from council?
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Brian.
I know I got a fire to go to tonight. No, I just real quick, I read yesterday, and somebody mentioned garbage here, the garbage pickup and stuff. Cleveland yesterday, and I don't want to be comparing us to, but I'm going to. If you put out one extra garbage can, they fine you $100. If something is in your recycles that shouldn't be, it's going to be $100. If you take your garbage can in too late, it's $100. If you put it out too early, it's $100. And then the other infractions are $350.
Holy
and grass.
Grass, all that stuff. Yeah. I read this yesterday and I almost fell on the floor. What Cleveland's doing to their residents.
And nobody wants to live right.
Right.
Any other comments from the council about this?
Mr. Mayor, I did a quick calculation, and if we take 20% off of rec and services, we would save $96,400.
That's what we buy us. So that's $96,000, and that's taking them down to 32 hours a week.
We'll lose our employees. I would leave in a minute.
Recreation's already at 30 or less hours.
Yeah exactly.
I would start looking for another job.
Well, sure they will. That's what Don's been.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a comment, Ms. Allen?
Yes, I just, in the spirit of saving money and talking about the rec department, I wanted to make a comment kind of off topic. But at least once a week at the community center, there are lights on inside it all night long. So I don't know if that's something that needs to be looked into. Sometimes it's on the weekends, sometimes it's Friday, sometimes it's a Wednesday, but if there's some way that, you know, the police officers hopefully have access that at some point driving past, they could at least shut off the lights and save another dollar.
That's very true.
Any other comments from council? Any comments from the audience on Inside Millage? Please state your name and your address.
Chuck Victor, 18750 Egbert Road. Does anybody have any idea what Bedford's going to hit us for a school raise, millage on?
They haven't made it official yet. When the last meeting, when Mr. Allen brought it up, I called them and they said they haven't made it official yet and passed it through their school board, the number. It's going to be, I think it's called an operational levy, so I'm sure it's going to probably be a couple mils.
Couple. I heard 6.3.
It might be. So you know more than me, Chuck.
Well, thank that's you. Why I wanted to verify it.
Yeah,
with
they wouldn't verify. They wouldn't verify with me. They wouldn't verify with me, sir. Thank you for the information.
Okay. I never did this before, so I'll do it now. Aren't you lucky you're going to have another lady with an accent today?
Okay. Make my night.
Ekaterini or Katie?
It's Ekaterini. Not German, though. See, I like the German accent. I'm German. But I like
you're
the
off,
accent,
you're
too.
Off my thing. Okay.
To me.
Okay. Ekaterini, see? Okay. That's my legal name. And Giatis, I live at 7214 Walton Road. I'm not very involved in the politics, as you know, but I live in this village for 40 years. We just closed 40 years, and I love this village. This is my second country, so I want you all to work together and make this village the way I feel it is. It's a welcoming. That's how I felt when I came in this village. I met so many beautiful people, and I want you to keep it like that. I'll give you a lot of credit for what you do. I wouldn't be able to do it. Now, about the Inside Millage, I know there are many, many people that they are in a fixed income, and it's very hard, okay? Right now I'm retired. My husband is retired. But you have to bring it out and call more people to come and make them understand what you're looking for. If we have that millage passed, are you going to take out again to erase the garbage, whatever is there, the $14 a month, or that stands? I don't know that answer. Maybe it's a stupid question.
But no, it's not. No, it's not a stupid question.
No, not at all.
As we said last night, she came to the mayor's meeting last night.
Yeah.
That's an option the council can remove.
Okay.
Probably next year. We don't know for sure because we have to see the revenue from the cameras and the revenue of the new businesses and all the other revenue that we're looking at. There's been four new businesses relocate, and we just had a fifth one that purchased property.
Okay.
So we have good projections, but you can't live on projection. I projected my wife I'd be a millionaire. You know, I lied, okay?
Yes.
Okay?
We know. Okay. That was
She knows. Okay.
That was my thing. The another thing that Jennifer said, to cut down the employees of this village, if I was employed in that village and they will cut my hours, I will take off. Because, you know, like he said, somebody said, you have to raise your family and all that, and you cannot live on 32 hours a week. So it's a good point, but it doesn't work, you know, in life like that. Anyways, that's about it. As long as you do your job and you don't put anything in your pockets illegally, I'm happy. That's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you.
As long as you don't find out anything like that.
That was her parting shot.
Nice job.
Any other comments from the audience? Yes, Josephine. Please state your name and address.
Hi, Josephine Wardle, 17850 Egbert Road. I know what it's like to live on a fixed income. After my husband passed away, my income was cut in half. Unfortunately, you don't collect Social Security if you also happen. But since my friend, Mr. Kohlengraf, mentioned my name, when the levy failed, I got up here and I gave you a little history lesson about a Declaration of Independence. I told you to get out there and put the levy back on again. The school never stops. That 5 mil levy would have given us all the money, well, more money what we're going to get now. All these fees we're adding on, plus the inside millage, is costing the residents a little more money. But the market, the way you market this levy, I think was wrong. You should have gone out to the people first and found out what their objection was, and then you would have been able to figure out how to resolve these objections. Let them know that this levy was just for the inside millage. $6.88, I pay a half, and all the other people are paying maybe a little bit more. Instead of having these big PowerPoints with their total taxes, that scared them. And that wasn't the issue. I think we should, since we're not going to go out again for the levy, which I believe we should, then we should go with the inside millage, the full amount. We need the money. If we have any catastrophes here, we're going to be in the hole. We're going to be trying to figure out how we're going to get more money and go out for another levy. I wouldn't worry about what other cities are paying. We need the money. We have the services we have to give the people. And I think, say, vote for whatever we need to vote for. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the audience? Seeing none. Council members, this will be on next week's regular council meeting for the second reading. And the first meeting in June, we'll bring out all the information again that we've provided. I didn't bring the memos today, but just so you have more details again, okay? All right, the next item on the agenda is item 6, discussion of BZA recommendations regarding brick wrap around basements, foundations. Council, there was really not a lot of discussion on this. It's pretty self-explanatory. Are there any comments or anything from the from the council members? Any comments from the audience on BZA recommendation to change the ordinance for brick wrap around your new construction of your home? Seeing none.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to point out that Mr. Blondin was here at one of the meetings and says that he does concrete work, and he believes wholeheartedly in this with the foundations being poured, and believes and feels that it makes a stronger foundation for homes. So I just wanted to let the residents know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, that new house by going up the foundation by you, that looks great. Yeah. Very nice.
So that'll be on next week's regular council meeting for second reading for council members. Move on to item 7, discussion on the Walton Hills Lake Club contract. Council members, this expired. We did discuss it at our COW last week, and this is our second open public discussion about this. We did roll it back, was it 20% or
10%?
10% to $18,000 for a contract with our recreation department and our Parker program, and also to offset for our residents to participate in the lake programs as well. Nothing's new in the contract. We just reduced the money, and we've reduced it since 2011 when they were in 2010. They were receiving close to $40,000, and we rolled it back to 20 if we've never increased it since 2010. Everybody remembers that, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now with this cost of operations, we've rolled it back another 10% to make it $18,000. Is there any questions or comments from this and from council members? The only comment or question I have, do we put this on for three readings? This will put this in the month of August before they get their money.
No, yeah. No.
It's an emergency.
This is an emergency. Okay.
This I do. Yes, I do consider this an emergency. Maybe.
You recognize this is an emergency.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I do. Mr. Mayor, I was speaking at last week's meeting afterwards.
Let me know what time you're going to be there.
I'm calling you.
All right, guys, hold on.
Mrs. Allen speaking. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I do recognize this as an emergency. After last week's meeting, I was speaking with Ms. Sean McCormick, president of the Lake Club, and she asked if we knew approximately when, I think you were there too, Brian, they would be able to get the money from the village, just so they could adjust their finances and stuff. And at that point, I told her, I believe it's going to be going through as an emergency, so the village would be able to get the funds to you immediately. I did tell Ms. McCormick that I thought it was very gracious that they accepted the reduction, and she said to me, quite honestly, you don't need to give us the money. We appreciate that you do, and we appreciate the contract. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Any other comments from council?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and just so it's clear, there's no money given. It's which you know, we buy a service with a contract. But I do know from that board that they wouldn't provide the same service if we didn't enter into a financial agreement with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the meeting in the yearly meeting in November, which any member can attend, and I attended that, there was even discussion, depending on how far we go with our reduction, if they would need to reduce any of the services in the contract that the village receives for that amount. And I know at that time, well, they said, if we reduce it, 10% or so, that they could keep the contract the same, so.
Any other comments from council? I'm gonna open up the audience. Any comments from the audience on the Walton Hills Lake Club contract with the village of Walton Hills? Seeing none. Council, this will be on next week's regular council meeting for emergency for suspension. Next item is item 8, discussion for increased banquet room rental rate. We did discuss this last week. Everyone was in agreement at that time to raise the rates for non-residents. Is everyone still okay with that? Do you want me to put this on next week for emergency or for first reading? It's your call.
Should be an emergency. Are we able to implement it immediately then? Yeah. For new rentals, understanding that whatever's rental right now, then absolutely, we need the money. Yes.
So everyone's comfortable with me putting it on for emergency?
Sure.
Any comments or questions? I'm going to open up to the audience. Any comments from council members? Any comments or questions from residents? Seeing none at this time. This will be on next week's regular council meeting for suspension, please. So we have two items on for suspension and two items for second reading at the next week's council meeting. Next item on the agenda is other business. Mr. Linville, any other business that you'd like to talk at this time or not? Thank you, sir. Ms. Mary Brenner Miller, any comments?
Not right now.
Ms. Allen, any comments? Or?
Nothing else at this time.
Ms. Terlowski, any comments? Sir. Mr. Spitzenegger or Mr. Collingraf, any comments?
Hey, the Cavs won yesterday. Wasn't that great? How can we not be happy with that?
Yay.
No, I'm good, Mr. Mayor.
Any comments, Mr. Spitzenegger?
No, sir.
Council, just a few things I want to read into public record. We have a meeting of Zoning Board of Appeals on Monday, the 14th, at 7 p.m. to hear two different appeals for a variance, minimum setback, on a home being built on Alexander Road, 14900 Alexander Road. And the other variance is for accessory building, minimum setback, 17850 Egbert Road. Those will be public meetings next Monday at 7 p.m. Next Tuesday, May 15th, is our regular council meeting, and those items that I mentioned will be on the agenda. And please take time to read the memos from the directors related to all the council and stuff. Council, I put out a memo tonight. I know you haven't had time to digest it, but I've been invited to come to Washington, D.C. on June 19th. That is our regular council meeting for the month of June. So read this. All the information there. It's Manufacturing Caucus. Congressman Tim Ryan from the state of Ohio and Congressman Tom Reed from New York are hosting this, and it reads all the details of 110 members from Congress that I'll be speaking in front of. It's an open public session, and it's talking about manufacturing engineering, and this is part of that MAC association that I've been a part of. They called me on Friday and asked me if I'd be interested. I never gave them an answer, and then they emailed me, and you have a copy of the email of all the language and all the things that they're asking me to do. And it would be a fly in and fly out. It would not be an overnight session, but I have to be there by 10 o'clock in front of the Congress.
Could be on TV?
Probably what they call, I forget what they call that.
C-SPAN.
C-SPAN, yeah. I'll wear a wig.
Mr. Mayor,
I'll loan you mine. Have it in the closet.
So with that being said, I just want everybody to read this and understand. If we want to move our regular council meeting,
that's what I was going
to
ask you.
We can. It's your call. It's your call, council members.
Let's do it on Wednesday. Then
we can do it on Wednesday because I don't. I
want everybody to look at their calendar and see where we can come up with, and then we can talk about it. Okay. You know, at our next meeting.
We are working
the day
with,
after the meeting.
That's what they were considering. Yeah. Or the day before, whichever.
Or the Monday.
A Monday or a Wednesday.
Everybody look at their calendar.
Everybody look at their calendar. You got 4 weeks, 5 weeks before it's. Taking well, place.
Monday could maybe be better for Brian, though, because I know.
Well, probably Wednesday is actually better.
Okay.
Yeah, because I usually work on the weekends.
That was a commitment, Mayor.
We're looking at a possible grant funding from the federal government with Walton Hills, Oakwood, Macedonia, and Northfield Village for infrastructure improvements and roadway improvements. So this is where this all transpired. The MAC has helped me with, they used to call it a Tiger Grant, now they call it a Build America Grant, and they just did one for Port Authority in Cleveland, so they have a lot of experience with our database and everything in our state. And if you'll read these details, I'm the only one from the state of Ohio representing manufacturing at this caucus with the other states.
Good.
So the details are all right there. Please visit the website. It's in front of you. With that said, can I have a motion for adjournment of tonight's meeting, please?
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to adjourn.
Mary Brenner makes the motion, and Mr. Linville makes a second. I also want to, before we adjourn, I'd just like to say I wish everybody a happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Thank you, Mayor.
Hold on to all you mothers.
Councilperson Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Terlowski.
Yes.
Holograph.
Yes.
Spitzner.
Yes.